9FM.
CITR, Voices of UBC.
In Olympia, held me in your arms. First time I told anyone, you cried through our edge of that old sundress and saw me through in the light. And evidence lost in some busted hard drive.
Don't tell me that it's all gone away. When I first came out, of course you were right when you brought those heavy boundaries down.
Atlantic flight surprises me to be here in this place.
And from Mint Records, that was the new album from Cassia Hardy out of Edmonton with an album called In Relation, and you heard the track called Gone Away. And currently that album is sitting at number 10 on the National Campus Radio Charts, and that's at earshot-online.com. And CITR submits this to these charts weekly, along with many other campus stations like CITR. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff I've been checking out recently. I hope everyone's having a really great Friday evening. And to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear a artist from named Dominique Dumont, who's on a label called Anti-Note Records, with some really great kind of a synth pop music with an album called Deix Paradise. And we're going to hear a track, something called, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but I think it's Amants Animus. And once again, that's Dominique Dumont. Really great, kind of a lighter pop, synth pop type music. And I think if you head to the Anti-Note Recordings.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out. That's a Paris record label. And then after Dominique, we're going to hear something from a Canadian group called Acapulda, And currently they have a new album out called There Is a Shadow in My Room and It Isn't Mine. And it's really great, kind of a dreamy pop type music. And we're going to hear a track called Hindsight. And once again, that's a group called Apcalda. And they are based out of Montreal, Quebec. And currently the new album is sitting at number 48 on the Earshot Online charts. But first, right here on CITR, this is Dominique Dumont, and this is a track off the new album called Deux Paradise.
So Are you ready to transform your music career? Sam Chimes, international performer with over 1,000 shows across four continents, presents Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program.
Learn live looping, music productions, DJing, and stage work in our exclusive 8-week intensive. Only 16 spots available.
Our next intake starts June 7th. Top students shadow Sam at real DJ gigs, supported by Creative BC.
Ready to elevate your sound? Visit samchimes.com/academy and book your free consultation today.
Chimes Academy. Create and perform music holistically.
There's some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, mother, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back!
Don't shut your face. I came back for the music.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I will be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And what you just heard was a Montreal kind of dream pop project called Acapulda, new release out called There's a Shadow in My Room and It Isn't Mine, and you heard the track called Hindsight. And at the top of the set was a really great kind of a Baltic synth pop project from Dominique Daumont. And I'm kind of an idiot, it's obviously called Due Paradise, not Dix. And anyways, the track you heard was called Immense Enemus, and you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, like I said. And up next, we're going to shift gears into a little more kind of electronic pop. These next two artists, a couple of Canadian groups, and the first of which is a project called Super Plage, I believe that's how you say it, and a new release out called, or a new self-titled release. And we're going to hear a track called Places Preferees. They're a French electronic pop group, and this one features Virginia B and Narcisse and Marisa doing vocals on this track. And if you head to superplage.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. And currently, this album is on the national radio charts, and currently it is sitting at number. I don't have it handy right now. I know it's doing pretty good. Right now it's sitting at number 16, so tons of stations are playing this, and it's out on Lisbon Lux Records. After Super Plage, we're going to hear something from Blue Hawaii, who just announced a tour, and they're going to be coming through Vancouver in a few months. October 11th, they'll be playing at Fortune Sound Club, so pretty excited for this one. I have seen Blue Hawaii a couple of times now, and I think I missed a show last time they were in town, or one of the shows before that. Anyways, we're going to hear the 2024 album called Diamond Shovel. We'll hear the opening track called Feeling Celebrated, and I think they have a forthcoming release. They currently have one new track out called Tan Lines, but we're going to hear something from the 2024 album. But first, right here on CITR from Montreal, this is a track from the new Super Plage album.
Secret devant eux.
And that's Blue Hawaii with Feeling Celebrated off the Diamond Shovel album that came out in 2024. And they're going to be playing at Fortune Sound Club on October 11th, which is a Saturday. So should be a pretty good show, and pretty excited to see Blue Hawaii. And you may know them from being involved with Braids, among other releases. Anyways, before Blue Hawaii, you heard something from Super Plage, a Montreal group, and you heard the track called Plas's Preferees. And actually, I think it's just one person. But you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we'll shift gears a little bit in this next set and move into a little bit more kind of a rockabilly-type, experimental-type music. And we're going to hear something from Bloodshot Bill, a pretty prolific Eastern Canadian artist out of Montreal who puts out a lot of great rockabilly albums. The latest is called So Fed Up, and it is sitting at number 20 on the radio charts, and it's on Goner Records, so pretty great that a Canadian artist is on that really great label. The track you're going to hear is something called Kissin' Underwater, and like I said, it's kind of a weird experimental rockabilly style, so I wanted to pick something that complemented it, and I thought the country teasers would fit in pretty well with that, and that's the experimental rock art punk type project on In the Red Records, and it's mainly the work of Ben Wallers out of Edinburgh, Scotland, making some very kind of experimental art punk rockabilly, I don't know, just very experimental type stuff that's very comparable to The Fall. But we're going to hear the Country Teasers and a track off the Empire Strikes Back album that came out in 2006. We'll hear a track called Good Looking Boys or Girls. And then after the Country Teasers, we're going to hear another In the Red Records artist, and that's Desdemona's, an album that came out This past November called Apocalyptic Boom Boom. We'll hear the track called Desdemonas Against Fascism. And they are, I think, based out of Washington, D.C. And like I said, another artist out on In the Red Records. And they do have a little bit of a kind of a rockabilly sound, a little bit more kind of a punk garage type sound, I would say. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is from Bloodshot Bill. It's called Kissin' Underwater.
Upon your body. If you see me walking and you start to cry, you know that I'm gonna walk on by.
I love to play the colored boy game. table. That's right, Peter.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum! Take him in the teeth, red heads!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him!
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Bathroom floor, or watching refugees on a far off wall, crying on
And from In the Red Records, that was Desdemona's with a track called Desdemona's Against Fascism off the Apocalyptic Boom Boom album that came out at the tail end of 2024. And prior to that was another In the Red Records artist, and that was Country Teasers from the Empire Strikes Back album. You heard Good Looking Boys or Girls. And on top of that set was Bloodshot Bill out of Montreal with Kissing Underwater off the So Fed Up release that just came out. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this past week, we had the sad news of John Whitson of Holy Mountain Records had passed away. And if you're not familiar, Holy Mountain Records is a label out of Portland, Oregon, and they focus on a lot of really great drone and stoner and psych and experimental music. And they have a really fantastic catalog that has existed for about 30 years. And do a quick check of coldymountain.com to check out some of their fantastic lineup. I've been following this label for quite some time, so it's pretty sad to hear about the loss of John Whitson. And a few artists that I have discovered through this label are bands like Ohm, as well as Lichens, and various other artists like Mammatus. So we're going to hear an artist that I was very influenced by this label, and we're going to hear something from Ohm. And Ohm is the work of Chris Hakias and Al Cisneros. And we're going to hear one of the early albums that they put out on this label, Holy Mountain Records, and it's called Variations on a Theme. It came out way back in 2005, and we're going to hear a track called Capilla's Theme. And I think the term Variations on a Theme from the album kind of explores the Ohm lyrics and riffs that appear on a lot of other different Ohm tracks. It's kind of a longer track, clocks in at around 12 minutes, so I think we're just going to hear this one. And once again, just do a check of some of the various Holy Mountain Records releases. I don't believe they have a Bandcamp page, but maybe check out some of the local record stores for some really great vinyl versions. Definitely sad to hear the loss of a founder of a really great label. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Ohm, and this track is called Capilla's Theme.
Absolute. Stillness, breeze of death supreme. I walk toward the Eastside Arts Society presents the 5th annual Eastside Arts Festival. On Friday, July 25th, at the Rickshaw Theater, you'll be seeing Young Friend as the headliner, with Babe Corner, Worrywart, and Kylie V as supporting acts. And if you can't make that date, fear not, because Eastside Arts Society is putting on a free concert at McLean Park on July 26th from 2 to 7 p.m. Headlined by Janky Bungag and accompanied with Madeline Reed, The Revibrators, and Twin River. You can get your tickets and the festival schedule at eastsideartsfest.ca. eastsideartsfest.ca.
On Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogeneo Fegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and that was my favorite band on Holy Mountain Records, and that was Ohm with a track called Capilla's Theme off the Variations on a Theme album that came out all the way back in 2005, and Ohm is made up of Chris Achias and then Al Cisneros, that's an early release on Holy Mountain Records, and I did mention that we had the unfortunate news of John Whitson, the founder of Holy Mountain Records, passing away this week, and did a quick search, and there's not even a whole lot of coverage on this news. There wasn't too much on any kind of music websites or anything like that, other than a few posts on X and Instagram and stuff like that. So I'm unsure what will happen with the Holy Mountain in the future, but hopefully it continues on at some capacity. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'll be with you for almost another 40 minutes, and we'll get into some a little bit different music in this next set, and we're going to hear an older 80s hip-hop group that I discovered on another CITR show, and the CITR Archives show that happens on every other Thursday at 6 p.m. played a really great track from old charts list from the 1980s, and that's and they played a group called We Papa Girl Rappers, who I've never heard of, and I was really stoked on the track, so we're gonna hear that, and that's a track called We Rule, and there's a really great music video for this track, so definitely check it out. So it's really cool that all the way back in 1989, CITR and Discorder were playing really great music like this, and they're still cutting edge way back then too. So I wanted to play another early hip-hop group to complement this these artists, and we're going to hear something from a I think a 1980s New York rap group called Jamaica Girls, and we're going to hear a track called Rock the Beat. And this is off a compilation that I discovered on Soul Jazz Records. It's called Big Apple Rappin', and they released two volumes of really great early 80s hip-hop music, and some of the early pioneers of hip-hop are featured on this compilation. So do a check for this. It's called Big Apple Rappin' on Soul Jazz Records, and they have these really long form tracks. Like, some of them are 6 or 7 minutes, and they have these really kind of simple funky break loops where they just kind of repeat it, and then they just rap for like almost 8 minutes, and they just like freestyle. It's really great stuff. I'm not sure if this is available on any kind of streaming services, but you might be able to pick up a vinyl version. And once again, that's Big Apple Rappin on Soul Jazz Records. But first, we're gonna hear something from the Wee Papa Girl Rappers. And we're going to hear a track called We Rule. And right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is We Papa Girl Rappers.
Welcome to the Key Man Dub Session Part 1.
We rule.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and we got about half an hour left on the program. And what you just heard was something from the Big Apple Rappin' compilation on Soul Jazz Records. That was Jamaica Girls with a track called Rock the Beat. And I do believe they are a New York-based project from the 80s, but definitely check out this compilation. It has some really great early pioneering hip-hop on that. And before that, you heard We Proper Girl Rappers with We Rural. And like I had mentioned, heard of them on the CITR Archives show, which happens every other Thursday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And they cover a lot of really great CITR history on that show. We're going to shift gears in a little bit in this next set and get to a little bit kind of experimental territory. And we're going to hear something from the Maple Death Recordings record label, which is a label out of Bologna, Italy. And I have played this artist or this label a few times. And the latest that they have is a soundtrack to a film called Wondrous Is the Silence of My Master. And it features the work of Mai, that's M-A-I. And it's really great, kind of darker cinematic score. And it's a double album that you can check out at mapledeathrecords.bandcamp.com. And I'm not too familiar with this film, but it's a movie directed by a person named Ivan Salatek. And once again, that's Wondrous Is the Silence of My Master. We're going to hear a track called Femine. And like I said, it's really kind of dark cinematic score. And after that, we're going to hear another Maple Death artist, and that's Wow. And I have played this artist, previous album that came out last year. The next album is called Rosa DeLuce, and it comes out on, I think the full album comes out it's actually fully out, but we're going to only hear one track off of it called Les Montagnes y Noi. And once again, that's Wow on Maple Death Recordings. And then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. It's right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is My with Femine.
Thank you. What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed at clasbc.net.
A tymczasem we Fłaju inne hotelowe dziewczyny pilnują, by wszystko, co do ust panowie wkładają, kojarzyło im się z ich stojącą pałą. Ups. Dorzuciły im do kedy diety jakieś zaropiałe, wścieknięte rzęsy. Przyglądają się, jak do ust ją bierze. Degustuje się nią, jak gdyby nigdy wcześniej rzęsy nie próbował. Widać, że nie wylizę nigdy nikomu porządnie oka. Po zejściu na dół, ona dostrzega właścicieli białego bindera. Oni widzą ją w nim. A ty patrz, jak patrzymy na siebie. Byś się zesrał, byś nie miał takiego kontaktu wzrokowego nawet z dwoma oczami. Wręcza mu gazę zabrudzoną naocznymi plamami. Teraz dopiero zaczyna się właściwa dyskoteka. Dziewczyny gaszą światła. Pali się do siego roku odezwa. Złapał ją w momencie, w którym jest najwrażliwszy. Złapał ją w momencie, że czuje się w orgazmie. Że niewiele może już zrobić. Rozlały się z niej plamy, mieszanki śluzu i potu. Runęły na ziemię, gdyby to było jezioro łabędzie. Jakby się chciała umościć w swoich codziennych. Poślizgnął się na ziemi. Przestał fuchę śliczną dziewczynę. Ona liczy, że zaraz pochłonie go tak gęsta z jej kończołów ślina. Lecz szkieł przyciska ją pewnie do siebie. Jak tylko przycisnąć potrafi ośmieszony mężczyzna. Wpija swój pokaźny wielkości brzuch między jej żebra a kołec piotrowy. Rusza na nią też ze swoją brodą. Ściska jej karki i czoło, żeby broda idealnie wpasowała się w jej uszy. Żeby ją właśnie w tym momencie ogłuszyć. I teraz mówi tylko jego brzuch i broda. Uwielbiam cię, ubóstwiam i puszcza. Widzę kątem oka, jak zaciąga ich do pokoju na ostatnim piętrze. Zwając jej możliwości, w tobie hotelowej się jeszcze zmieści.
zupełnie z pierdol tego. Masz tu kartę do 120 i przynieś mi z niego buty, creepersy. Zaciągnąwszy się środkiem chemicznym, ogląda buty gości, ocenia bezlitośnie ich styl. Mokasyny, Spitzfrajery, ruski tak, firmowy zakład. Stęta to tu tylko poruchać, starać przyszedł. Nie no, są jeszcze tacy, co oferują delegacje we granicy. Dobra praca, zagraniczne pieniądze, nie do Polski, inflacyjne kolonie, to będzie dwa razy tyle, co z kolonii. Ale w przeciągu tygodnia twarz pedofila zawsze rozpoznam. Ona zresztą też, więc ratuj się, kurwa, kto możesz? Idę zmyć po niej plany, przynieś mi 105 owen. Sprawdza, co ma na nogach, chce jej przyniósł. Utrzaja na Timberlandu. Jak można było tak poważnie pomylić te nazwy? Teraz weź się za nim z zadaniem, poszukaj mi apteczki. Do pustego oczodoru powkładają mi jakieś wściekłe porzęsy.
That was a very haunting and mysterious track from two Polish artists named Alex Freiheit and Alexandra Slies, and that was a track called Unwashed 105 Oven off the Ghosting album. And I had changed my mind. I had mentioned I was going to play WoW, but I was going through a playlist and I realized I played that a few months back. So anyways, I decided to play a different artist on Maple Death Recordings, and that's one of the latest releases, was just put out last month, and mapledeathrecords.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out. Top of that set was another release on that label, and that was something from a instrumental score to the movie called Wondrous is the Silence of Mist of My Master, and that's music by MAI. And you heard the track called Femine, and that's an artist on Maple Death Recordings. And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. We've got about 10 minutes left, so we'll try to cram in as much music as we can. And we're going to hear something from a Canadian instrumental jazz project called Misk, and a release out on Spectacled Bonsai Records, a release out called Beat Bouquet. And like I said, it's an instrumental jazz project mixed in with some really great kind of lo-fi beats and stuff like that. If you head to miskband.bandcamp.com, and that's MISC, you can check this out. We're going to hear the opening track called Carousel, and then after that we're going to hear something from a artist named Tony, I do believe Nijuko, and a release out on Studio Nujoko called All Our Knives Are Always Sharp, and this one features Space Africa, but other artists such as Kobe Sai, Tricky, and Geika appear on this release. And once again, that's Tony and Jaku. And after that, we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So we're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Carousel by Misk. Thank you.
whom it may concern, my heart resides in love. Lessons engraved on the back of forgiveness. I receive one lash every time I chose ignorance. But please refrain concern. To whom it may concern, try reside in peace. But when hope becomes an island that we can't reach, refrain concern. But how will you become what your destined standing still? So still, set sail, you can't fight, will.
And that was Tony and Jocko with On the Back of Forgiveness, featuring Space Africa off the All Our Knives Are Always Sharp. And prior to that was Misk with Carousel off Beat Bouquet. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with more great music. And we'll leave you tonight with something from an artist named Special Guest DJ, who is probably easy to overlook on show posters. But he is the person behind a record label called 3XL Recordings. We're going to hear a track from Special Guest DJ called Crux Remix off the Our Fantasy Complex. Keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. Up next with Soca Storm coming up at 9. This is a Special Guest DJ. Thank you.
water shut. I think I'm purposeless, such an idiot, oblivious. You're working through the evening, I'm working through the fog. You've got your master's thesis, I've got my stupid little songs. I'm tearing